This is Illinois Public Radio. I'm Jamie Dunn. After the Mississippi River flooded 4 years ago, state and federal authorities offered buyouts to affected homeowners. Now the state budget impasse has left some of those deals in limbo. Associated Press political reporter Sarah Burnett covered the story. I talked with Burnett about her report. Your story is about properties that were affected by the Mississippi River flooding 4 years ago. In what part of the state are these properties located?
Most of them are in the tiny community of Olive Branch, which is in Alexander County. It's the southernmost county in Illinois. They're mostly properties just over the border from Missouri, some of them right along the Mississippi River.
The lack of a state budget is holding back a buyout program for these property owners. Why were they asked to sell, and who is buying the properties?
FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, and the state of Illinois got together and came up with a plan to buy up the properties. The reason they did it was to cut down on the cost. There's a huge cost to the state, the county, local property owners and local governments when a flood like the one that occurred in 2011 happens. They had to bring in the National Guard. People might remember there were close to 1 million sandbags just in Alexander County alone. Department of Natural Resources and the Department of Transportation all had employees down in the area that were helping out. You know, they look at how much it costs to deal with that, and they come to the conclusion that spending anywhere from $12, $14 million for a buyout program in the long run will save money. What will happen to the properties will be turned over to the state. Any structure that's on it will be demolished, and no one will be able to build on those properties again. So if there is another flood, it'll simply be a matter of some land flooding. There won't be the cost associated with, you know, helping people get out of their homes if they need to be evacuated or trying to protect their property.
So where does the money come from for this program, and how is the state involved as far as funding goes?
About $9 million of it came from FEMA, and then the state had to come up with a portion of money that is considered a partial matching fund. Back in 2013, the legislature approved spending up to $5 million. Most of the money hasn't been spent yet because there's a lengthy sort of bureaucratic process involved. They were just about to reach that point where they would start having more closings and distributing the money when the state budget situation happened. It's similar to how the lottery has money sitting in an account but can't pay out because there's been no legislation approved to do so.
So about how many folks is this affecting? And you talked with some of the property owners. How is it affecting them?
There's about 100 property owners who, some of them had been told that their closings were going to happen this past summer or shortly after that. Talked to one couple who really struggled with the decision to take one of these buyouts because, you know, they had lived in the home for a long time. They had helped build it. It was their home, but they ultimately decided to do it. And they were told that their closing was likely going to happen in August. One of the conditions of this program is that on the day of the closing, your property has to be completely vacant. They had begun packing. We walked through their living room and there's boxes, some of which are still taped up. Some of them have been ripped open again and things pulled out because, you know, they thought they were going to be ready to go. And then the budget impasse happened and everything got put on hold. So they had some medical procedures that need to be scheduled, and they're kind of waiting to schedule those because they would need time afterward to recuperate. And they're concerned that the minute they schedule that, then suddenly the lawmakers and the governor might come to an agreement and all of this might get going. And then, you know, they would be in the process of having to move quickly at a really inconvenient time. So they feel like they're kind of in limbo and they don't really know what's going to happen to them, you know, if it's going to be a week or 6 months or a year.
You can find a link to Burnett's story at our website, wuis.org. I'm Jamie Dunn.